Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey, uncompounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult the healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest has been awarded one of the most competitive research funding grants in Europe. Professor Paul Ross is director of the APC Microbiome Institute at University College Cork, and they've been doing tremendous work on the microbiome, which we'll talk about in a minute. They have just been awarded a prestigious €2.5 million grant to investigate viable alternatives to antibiotics. Professor Paul Ross, good morning.
How are you, Jonathan?
It's lovely to talk to you.
Funny enough, you know, the name of the grant, you know, I had an acronym for the grant called Back the Winner, because these grants are so difficult to get. And it's bacteriocins as antibiotic alternatives that win over disease-causing bacteria.
Let's talk about the microbiome, first of all, because everybody has one, but not many people know what it does. So where is the basis for this hope?
So the basis for this hope is in your microbiome. So we believe that some of the answers to our major health problems are actually in our microbiome. And we live in a microbial world composed of microorganisms, mainly bacteria. There's about 10 trillion bacteria live within and on our bodies. And they have a huge influence on our health. Everything from our communication between the brain and gut to resistance to infection. And that's really where I come in. When we think of our microbiome, you know, a lot of people think of it as a huge community of bacteria that live in our gut. They're all like having dinner together. And so they're all taking up nutrients and living happily with each other. But in a group that's led by myself and Colin Hill, we work on basically how bacteria have evolved to compete with each other and kill each other in microbiomes. And therein lies what we want to work on, which is these bacteriocins, which are alternatives to antibiotics.
So when you're dealing with this, antibiotics were the game changer for humanity. They meant that we could overcome bacterial infection in a way that evolution didn't allow us to do. But the more we used antibiotics and the more we overused them, resistance built up. Is that where you are working to provide alternatives that come from within us to tackle this problem?
We believe the secret, or some of the secrets, are within us ourselves. So why do we need alternatives to antibiotics? There are two main reasons. One is, just as you said, that bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics more and more so. And so what this means is that if you have an infection by something like MRSA or Clostridium difficile, they can be very, very difficult to treat with antibiotics because the bacteria themselves have become resistant. And a second reason why we need alternatives, as antibiotics in general don't discriminate between good and bad bacteria. So as I said, we have a microbiome within us, which has a huge influence on our health. But if you take antibiotics, you basically cull a lot of those live bacteria that are beneficial for you, and you can become then susceptible to infection. Now, I did want to make the point, though, Jonathan, the point that you've just made, and that is how important antibiotics are. And, you know, if you looked at between 1944 and 1972, antibiotics added 8 years to the life expectancy of humans. In fact, we'd only live until till we were 50 without them. And but what I would say is that the in the Lancet that was just published in 2019, nearly 5 million deaths were associated with antibiotic resistance. And what the WHO is telling us now is that if we don't tackle this problem, that we're going to have 10 million deaths per year attributable to antibiotic resistance by the year 2050.
So in other words, we're going to run backwards if we don't address it. But how then does this new type of I call it technology, even though we're using bacteria that already exist, how does that help me? So if I get an infection, how do you know what to treat me with?
Okay, so if you get an infection and we find out, say, for instance, it's MRSA on your skin, this is methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, an organism that causes huge problems now in hospitals. So we have organisms that kill that. And so these organisms that can kill that organism produce small proteins called bacteriosomes. These bacteriosomes are small peptides that are produced by bacteria so they can outcompete some of their first cousins. And so what we can do is we can isolate these proteins from that bacteria and use them much like antibiotics on your skin. And they'll kill the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Does that mean then you have to identify what I have, first of all, and then you provide the treatment? Because antibiotics are kind of a catch-all. They'll throw something at you in the hope that it'll work. This is a more individualised type of medicine, yes?
It's more of an individual, you're right, it's more of an individualized type of medicine. Now, some of these bacteriosins can be narrow, and some of them can actually be broad as well, like things like, you know, penicillins, say, for instance. We kind of prefer the narrow ones because we can go in and target specific disease-causing organisms without imposing that huge collateral damage on the microbiome and take away all your good bacteria.
It's a big step forward then that we're not killing everything. It's like chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is very hard on the system because it attacks the entire system, whereas, you know, there is more targeted radiotherapy available to suit certain cancers that is less invasive. How long before we see this in commercial production, Paul, and that we may see humanity benefiting from it?
So in APC Microbiome Ireland, what we really want to do is we want to translate some of the fundamental work that we're doing in microbiome to the benefit of humankind. And one way we're doing that is by forming spin-out companies. And one of the spin-out companies that Colin and myself are involved in is a company called Adiso. And Adiso has found an organism, it's a Bacillus velenosensis that has been isolated from the human gut, that about 10% of its entire genetic makeup is devoted to producing antimicrobials, things that can kill other bacteria. What we have done with that strain is we have taken it through FDA approval, and it's in FDA clinical trials in the States. So it's just gone through phase 1B and just about to go into phase 2 clinical trials in the States. And this is particularly for Clostridium difficile infection. And this is because when particularly older people get treated with drugs like vancomycin against Clostridium difficile, what will happen is you'll wipe out the whole microbiome. Clostridium difficile can come back in that kind of denuded microbiome. And what we're doing is we're going in and we're hitting it with this live biotherapeutic that can kill it.
Okay.
And so we're very excited about this. You know, there's been a huge investment into Adiso so far. And we would hope that, you know, within 4 or 5 years, we'll have something here that patients can take.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that. Professor Paul Ross, Director of the APC Microbiome Ireland, thanks very much for joining us from University College Cork this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey on compounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult a healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.